We are Two Guys Gaming. As always, even though the music says Two Guys Gaming, this is One Guy Reading. Whether you meant to or not, you found Noobs Book Club. I'm Sean, noob of all trades from Two Generations Gaming, and this is the final episode of my Frightober special, where I am reading and reacting to Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Obviously, I'm a couple of days late. The end of Frightober was the 31st and Halloween, but I'm finally getting around to sitting down and recording this last episode of this series. In this episode, I'm going to cover chapters 20 through 24 in the book, and I'm going to cover four different themes as we end the book. I'm going to talk about the final moral collapse of Victor Frankenstein, which I've covered throughout the other three episodes. The creature's final gambit, his ultimate psychological torment of the doctor, which we've been building to as well. The chase, where we finally get the physical manifestation of the two of them going back and forth up until this point. And then the final confrontation with Walden, the conclusion of the book, and, well, answer some questions about what we think, what I think of the book overall, and whether or not we trust Victor as a narrator. I'll then do a quick little synopsis, follow-up, where I hopefully wrap everything up. And then I need to finish The Dragon Republic and start The Burning God for November to keep up the schedule that includes The Burning God next month and then Dune in December. You can find the rest of the books in the show notes for the beginning of next year. Okay, now on to the discussion. As I've done before, I'm not really going to go through the synopsis of the book. If you haven't read it, you're in for a treat, and you've probably seen one of the adaptations of the book. I would recommend, as I have throughout the series, Young Frankenstein seems to be the most faithful, actually. Listen to the other, especially episode 3, if you want to know why. Comparison. Number one, the moral collapse of Victor Frankenstein. So Victor creates this creature out of, so Victor becomes obsessed with life and what makes life tick. He creates this creature, which he brings to life. He's then afraid of the creature. He disowns the creature. The creature is left to his own devices. The creature comes back to him. He disowns the creature again. He makes a companion for the creature, destroys that companion again, dooming the creature to its fate as a monster, so to speak. He's trying to create this life to conquer death, but now he wishes to end that life that he created because he's become so afraid of it, so paranoid about it. His obsession to create life has led him to become the thing that he feared now, the bringer of death, that one thing that he feared that led him to his original act of creation. Brings up a couple of points to me. The first one is, if we're not careful, don't we all become what we fear eventually, or what we hate? Isn't that what they say? Either live long enough to be the hero or whatever. I don't remember what the exact thing is. Or become the villain. You know, one of those two things. I don't remember exactly what the quote was, but yeah, that's something we always got to watch out for. And also, the Christian God created man. Man is by nature flawed. Man is always trying to create life as well, whether it was through the cloning of the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and now trying to create artificial intelligence. Is that creation not destined to be even more flawed, copy of a copy, as they say? And just a couple of things as we wind down at the end of this book. They are now, he is hunting the creature is hunting him and his loved ones. They are locked in this sort of mutually assured destruction. At this, it's the point of no return. One of them, or both of them, have to be destroyed. I guess that's, you know, where you get the tragedy from. Flerval is murdered. It's another contrast between the religious and the scientific, he feels guilty over it, but it's not just the guilt, it's, his sanity finally breaking, and that last link to the normal world that just takes him into his obsessive self, being that bringer of. Point number two, the creature's final gambit, the ultimate psychological torment. So the creature threatens to be there, the altar of Victor's wedding. He thinks that that means that the creature means to kill him as one final act. But as it turns out, he murders Elizabeth. By doing so, he destroys what Victor loves most. And Victor felt that that was going to bring him safety and happiness and an escape from all of it. And instead, the creature makes it sort of his, the final nail in his coffin, so to speak. If plural dying started on there, the creature ends it right there. But he will never know peace as long as the creature lives. You, throughout the thing, you don't know whether he's going to end Victor or end everybody around Victor and then Victor. And then Victor's father dies from grief. It means that the monster has pretty much achieved what he meant to, that he will eradicate the Frankenstein bloodline and exact his terrible retribution. This is also the final, not really the final, but it's also a culmination, I guess, of Victor's original sin of abandoning the monster and creating this monster that destroys his very own legacy. He is ultimately, even though the creature is sort of the vessel, he is the one who ended his own legacy through his actions and really inactions. Point number three, the chase, the physical manifestation of the relationship. So this ends up being a perfect metaphor to wrap everything up. It's magnificent that Shelley ended it, the story this way, because it really wraps everything up and drives it home. Victor, while he is pursuing, he's driven by hate. He's physically and spiritually broken. The creature has made it so that there is no way that he can possibly actually win. Creature stays just out of reach, leaving him clues. He's leading Victor to his demise, making sure that Victor dies in the same state of isolation and despair that making sure that Victor dies in the same state of isolation and despair that the creature has endured. We've talked numerous times about how the creature came back to Victor and came back to Victor. Victor, every single time, turned away or ignored him. And now the creature turned that back on Victor again, visiting the sin upon the sinner, so to speak. And the fact that it takes place in the Arctic, it's lifeless and it's apt because both of their souls are empty and barren at this point. Any warmth, hope, love for either one of them has been frozen out by their own actions and their actions against. Final confrontation with Walton, with thematic conclusion. So the story doesn't end with a bang, but rather a conversation. And this is where everything truly comes together. I know I said that the chase was, but that's more their relationship and becoming a metaphor for what they've endured and what they've endured, rather what they've done to each other throughout. The Victor warns Walton to not pursue knowledge. That shows that he feels that his sin is that pursuit of knowledge, not that the hubris that he showed by acting on that knowledge, creating something, taking responsibility for that creation, abandoning it. That's his true sin. If anybody with a brain or a heart reading this understands that, he's ultimately not really a tragic figure because he brought all of the tragedy on himself. Could have at any point changed both his and the creature's legacy. And the creature gives a speech over Victor that's heartbreaking, eloquent, genuinely full of remorse. He talks about the tragedy and the tragedy that Victor visited him on, both of them, better than there ever was. He mourns Victor, which is maybe more than Victor deserves. He justifies his rage, but he also knows that he was wrong in that choice. He declares that he's going to set himself on fire, ending all of this misery that Victor created. But instead, he disappears into the quote, dark and distant sea, end quote. Vice, the ending's intentionally ambiguous. Does the creature ever find is peace and death, or is he condemned to wander forever, never able to find true peace? I know that people don't like endings like this. My wife, especially, always talks about how she wants an ending that quote unquote ends. But me, I like the openness. I like being able to think about it and consider what actually happened. So, who truly won between Victor and the creature? Nobody won. I think I mentioned that earlier. The Victor is doomed to die in heartbreak and misery. The creature is most likely, if we go with that theme, most likely just endures his misery until he can find the peace of death, but who knows if that's ever actually going to happen, and by whose hands, and under what conditions. Final chase. It's Victor presents it as heroic, you know, going to kill the thing that so much misery, but really it's just him committing suicide by creature, so to speak. He's putting himself out of his misery by undertaking this ridiculous quest that he knows he can. And the creature makes his case better than Victor ever did. I talked previously about how Victor is an unreliable narrator. I think this cements it. We can't really trust anything that Victor says. And two stories we should listen to, I think, what the creature said, although the creature may be an unreliable, more stake in the truth, though. Ultimately, no, this is a tragedy. It launched the horror genre and a lot of themes that stick to this day. Being destroyed by your creation, being destroyed by yourself, having to reckon with what you've done will lead to your downfall. Looking at it in real life, you know, there's artificial intelligence, just something dumb that's going to crash, or will it become the Terminator and kill us all? Who knows? I want to thank you all for joining me on this. I had never read the book before. Reading it out, it was highly entertaining, and I can't believe I've never read it before. Not even in high school, which is kind of surprising, because I read a lot of books in high school that I normally wouldn't have read. Anyway, I enjoyed reading it, even if ultimately it did not have a quote-unquote happy ending. And, I mean, it made me think about things as I was reading it, too, which was always helpful. And thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening. You can find us, if you haven't already yet, www.twoguysgaming.net. We have articles, this podcast, check out the show notes for the books that are coming up. I've not been as active on TikTok, but I'm going to try to start posting there again. I posted weekly on YouTube this past month, and I plan to continue to do that into next month and going forward. Eventually, I'll get a stream going, probably around Christmas break when I can sit down, although I am going to visit my brother, so who knows if that's going to happen. I will be back with this series, but not with this book. I'm going to do the last episode of The Dragon Republic, and then start with The Burning God for November. I will talk to you then. Bye, guys.
We are Two Guys Gaming.